Hi, I'm Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. To the protesters in Wellington who now occupy the grounds of Parliament, don't stop. You've accomplished a lot already. Under trying conditions, you're putting up and not responding to provocation and refusing to take the bait. You've kept your heads and supplied a model for the rest of the country. The momentum you've started is growing by the day, with other groups starting to form in other parts of the country and they're standing with you. Slowly, the country is starting to listen to what the minority of the team of 5 million have been trying to tell them. There have been suggestions that this protest will grow, but you have to stay strong and committed. To move forward though, the protest must have leadership. It must be united and have a clear goal, and above all, be disciplined. Protesters must remain calm, resolute, but not stop or deny the freedoms of others while trying to achieve the goal. This movement, once it has direction and leadership, should then be able to decide the direction the protest takes. It needs to decide what happens as the political process bends in the direction that you've insisted upon. Once this has happened, I'm guessing you'll pack up and return home to what should be a normal life. But for those who are the more radical, and there is a remnant amongst you, they'll want to stay on, and to be fair, that is something the leadership will have difficulty in managing. But to you, protesters who have given up the comfort of your homes, who have jobs, those who stood against the mandates, who lost their job, and the many who have joined you, the business people who support you, or the growing swell of similar groups, you are standing for an end to mandates and an end to this two-tier system created by this government. You are standing in support for the freedom of rights for all New Zealanders. You are standing for an end to the hardships imposed by government actions. And above all, you are showing that while we as Kiwis would normally go along with things, we are prepared to stand up and voice our disapproval when something isn't right. We stand with you, Wellington, in solidarity. We pray for ears and eyes to be open, but above all, we pray for God to defend New Zealand and a normative peace and the re-establishment of our psychological and social well-being.
Thank you for listening. You can hear more podcasts like this by subscribing to Christian Voice New Zealand, now available on Spotify, Podbean, iHeartRadio and Tumblr. For more information about our work or your move to donate, jump online to our webpage, christianvoicenewzealand.com.